Dean's live at the Presidential Towers for the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb on 720 WGN.
As we continue with our Week in Theater segment, and a really interesting show is about to open here in the Chicago area. In fact, make its U.S. premiere here in the Chicago area over at the Apollo Theater on Lincoln Avenue, a show called Djembe, which is a new interactive experience. And I'm going to introduce Doug Manuel, who is the creator of the show, to explain what this is. Welcome, first of all. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Dean.
So what is Djembe?
But Djembe is an all-new interactive show that we've had big success with in Europe, where everyone gets an African djembe drum. And we tell the story of the history of pop music that basically started with the rhythms of the djembe in West Africa, and we follow that story up through the Americas, across the sea, up through the Americas.
That's cool.
And during the show, we get everyone to play along to music like Scott Joplin, to
Steve,
Prince.
I know you're a big Scott Joplin fan.
I was the first guy to adapt Joplin to hip-hop.
The Sting version, the hip-hop version of the Sting.
Ice Joplin.
Yeah. What are some of the other...
You should be in the cast.
Right?
I think so.
Come on. What are some of the other ones?
That's what
you haven't heard him play drums yet, though. So.
Oh,
talk to me a little bit more about what else we see on the show.
It's a combination of education, so you get to learn to play the traditional rhythms of the djembe, and then you.
What
get
are
to,
the traditional rhythms? You have a drum in front of you right now.
Should we play something for you?
Yeah. New theme song for Steve
Cochran. How
about that?
That's tremendous.
I'm hearing something new at 6 a.m. every weekday morning.
And that's Sunday morning half speed. Imagine I've been there in the show.
That's right. That's right. This is just waking up time.
That's tremendous.
So how difficult is it? Now, you brought drums for all of us to join you in this. How difficult is it to learn this?
Well, the African master drummers, they start when they're very, very young. And of course they hear the rhythms all the time. So I think rhythm is infinite. There's always something else that we can learn. There's always something else that we can do. But it's a lifetime journey to play. But what we do in the theater is really some very, very simple rhythms.
Let me introduce Ben Hope, who stars in the show. Ben, talk to me a little bit about your role in the show and what it is that you do.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm kind of the conduit between the drumming and the audience. So
you're the white guy.
That's right. I mean, it's true. And it's a real pleasure. I mean, I'm surrounded by so much talent. I've always actually kind of thought that, like at the Olympics, they should have just a normal guy get out first to do everything.
Right.
So that you know just how complicated and complex and difficult the things
make
are. And that's what I do
better,
in the show, is I give you a little bit of a relationship between the drum and the audience. And so I'm not quite the master that folks like Sekou and Doug are here, but I'm learning. And I'm learning along with the audience.
So you're sort of our narrator through this journey.
That's right. You could say it that way, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a host, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Either way. Sekou is also also here with us this morning on the drums. Explain your role in the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. My role in the show is to be able to pretty much be able to do djembe 1 and djembe 2 because they're different positions in the show. We have a couple of djembe players. As like Ben was saying, he's pretty much like the host of it, and then we have another master drummer who plays. So I'm able to be able to do both whenever there's times needed.
Yeah.
All drummers have one name. There's Ringo. He's only got one name.
Yeah. Sekou.
Sekou.
Sekou. when you came in, they told me that you were with the Muntu Dance Company. Is that right?
Yes, I'm the executive director for Muntu Dance Theater.
This is one of the I used to host the Dance for Life benefit.
Oh, did you?
For years, for 20 years, and they, traditionally they would open the show.
Oh, great!
For many, many years.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, so thank you.
Do you remember me from the show?
I
remember. You were one of the most startling dancers.
Well, they did the interactive thing with the audience there, and I was the before dancer. It's like, this is what it looks like with no talent and no training.
Yeah. It's a very important function to have somebody who looks like they don't know what they're doing.
It's me.
Yeah. Let me take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to pass out drums to all of us, and we'll see what kind of... boy, that's got to be fun to listen to at home, I would think.
Yeah, how many nights do you guys go home and go, these people were idiots tonight? With the audience I'm talking about.
Funnily enough, we find a way to get the audience engaged.
There you go. That's the right answer.
That's the correct answer, but
yeah,
the answer would be 7.
And everyone has a sense of rhythm. I mean, everyone's got a heartbeat. So
everyone has rhythm? Just,
we all have a heartbeat, right?
Just that's follow just your blood pressure.
Us. And then
that's involuntary rhythm.
We're carried by the other members of the band on stage. So there's, you know, there's keyboards and guitar, bass guitar, drum kit.
So it's like Linda McCartney. You cover it.
Yeah, their drums are a lot louder than the people in the audience.
Yeah.
Hey, and then, Jude.
And then none we have an amazing...
Things, yeah, none of those things are here this morning. So
right.
You're going to hear the raw sound when we come back from the break next on WGN. It's 10:46 on WGN.
It's Lucy, I'm home from the club.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning. Live from the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climate Presidential Towers, our weekend theater segment. The djembe show is about to open at the Apollo Theater on North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. And I think this morning we may top the time I thought it would be entertaining to have mimes on the show. Because we may have something this morning that is...
nothing quite like radio mimes. It's like radio magic. Oh, it did disappear.
So Steve Cochran is here with us, and Elton Jim Toronto, Dave Schwann, Andy Mazur, and our guest, Doug Manuel, Ben Hope, and Sekou from the show Djembe. And they've given us all drums.
You have the Greek rhythm.
We have.
Whoop-a!
This is very, very sad already.
There aren't too many times where I actually want to walk off of my own show.
I got to tell you right now, Sekou just looked at me and goes, I'm quitting. I'm done.
Right. Haven't we gone through enough, really? So explain, what kind of drums are we using, Doug? You know, kind of bring our radio audience up to speed.
Okay, so the drums that we have here are called djembes, and... they come from West Africa, and the literal translation of the word djembe, it comes from the Bambara tribe of West Africa. They used to say Anka Jay, Anka Bay, and the literal translation of that actually means everybody gather together. So this show is really about community.
Right.
And
so this should be sort of tribal and communal, this experience that we're having right now, and not just annoying like it's been for the last few minutes.
It's if your audience could see, it's really beautiful because you're all like hugging the djembe like they're your children. But actually what you do is you
do you keep it on the ground?
Say again?
Do you keep it on the ground between your knees? Is that the place to play?
Exactly, yeah. You put them between your knees.
Tessie Arnaz on Lucy always held it.
You put them between your knees. And if you play them flat on the floor, there's no sound, so you need to tip them slightly. So you tip them away from you rather than towards you. Steve, the other way.
Away from me.
Away from you. Yeah. With the top of the drum away from you.
Ah, got it.
There you go. And
starting to get a little personal here.
There's two sounds that we make. So the first sound is a bass in the middle, which we can do after four together.
Yeah.
So it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4. There you go. Again, after 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then there's a tone sound at the edge. That was remarkably together, by the way. Fantastic. Then
believe me, it was by accident.
Oh,
just
it
like
was luck. And then there's a tone sound at the edge, which is after 4, we'll do the same thing, which is just literally like, here we go. After 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. After 4, 4, 4. There we go. So you've got the two sounds now. And
you guys all caught up, you're not.
Yeah. There's the edge in the middle.
The edge in the middle. Simple as that.
Everybody at home is going, what time is Jane Pauley on?
She's over.
She's done.
Yeah, so are we. Got news for you.
So should we try and play a little rhythm here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
one bass in the middle together. Here we go.
That hurt.
One bass in the middle. And then we're going to do three tones at the edge. We go, and then one bass in the middle, and one bass in the middle. And then one bass in the middle, three tones at the edge, one bass in the middle, a bass again. And a bit faster, same thing.
Kids, yeah. Drums.
Yeah. I just want to say how sorry I am to all of our all of our listeners. I just want to say I'm sorry.
I'll be honest, this is as well as it's ever gone on this show. And I listen every Sunday.
So, of course, in the theater, no,
Can I interrupt for just one second? Because as I'm listening to this, it also reminds me of something else. Steve, you're a stand-up comedian.
A joke.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I don't know where this is going.
Not right now.
Oh!
The original rib shot. All right, so what Doug
is... How sad is it that I didn't know you were looking for a rim shot leader?
Shot,
for a
rim, right. Shot.
I thought the look in your eye looked like you caught it immediately. What? Explain further what we should be doing.
Well, it's basically, we play these rhythms, but when we're in a group of like 450 people in the theater and everybody has their own drum, it actually works much better than if we're a small group like this.
Right.
So,
and very diplomatic.
What if you're not working with a bunch of monkeys here?
Right. Jim, why don't you do the drum solo from Anna Gata DeVita right now? Swanee would know that.
And of course, you get to play along with all different songs, as I said earlier. You know, with Prince and.
Do you guys, you professionals, do you have something from the show or something professional that you could do for us right now?
That sounds good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like we dropped the drums on the floor.
Sekou just dozed off, so you might want to have him play some anyway.
Sekou just called an Uber. He's trying to get out.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we haven't got our singer with us here today, Rashada Dewan, who's actually from Chicago. But we can play you a little rhythm again if you like.
Yeah, give us a little something.
More rhythm.
Yeah, a little Scott Joplin. One, two, one, two, three.
Hey, for the kids listening at home, how much do your hands hurt in the beginning when you're learning?
Oh, not at all.
Yeah.
Wow, bang.
That's why they say I'm one of the best interviewers in America.
That's a good question. You are the Gail King of WG.
You just have to take your rings off, that's all.
The show is Djembe, and it's at the will be open at the Apollo Theater starting March 19th through June 2nd. 2540 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. And if you want to get some more information on that, you can go to the Apollo Theater's website. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
And we all get to keep the drums, right? These are free?
Yeah.
Can we try one more thing?
Just as a little treat, yes. Let's go out on a big number.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Number right now, yes. Yeah. There you go. Perfect. 1054.
They sweetened it.
Back after a break, WGN.